PSI in the World. I'm John Batchel with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. In no particular order, Sergei Lavrov shores up Eritrean support and a visit to Eritrea, or the U.S., Eritrea troops still on Ethiopian soil, or the report that Sudan is now in favor of the Grand Renaissance Dam. Gregory, this is the Ethiopian civil war in conclusion or in transition. I can't be certain. So is Russia welcome in Addis Ababa the way it's welcome in Eritrea? And how is the Sudan decision going to influence all of these actors?
It's a complex scenario in the Horn of Africa. Firstly, let's look at Sudan. Sudan was the reason that the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam was built in the first place, because it was designed to provide hydroelectric power to boost and basically stabilize the economy of Sudan, which was scaling back its dependency, or was forced to scale back its dependency on oil exports and oil as part of the electric power generation in the country, largely because Sudan itself was divided into Sudan and South Sudan. So basically, we're getting back to normalcy. The Sudanese government, now military dominated once again, sees the value of economic boost of hydroelectric power coming from the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. This means that Sudan has stopped allowing itself to be used by the Egyptian government as a proxy to push militarily against Ethiopia. And that may actually signal a slightly more realpolitik view of the situation in Cairo, because Cairo has been using this whole conflict over the dam to blame Ethiopia for the fact that Egypt doesn't have enough water for its population, when the reality is that it doesn't matter whether you have the dam or not, there's only a finite amount of water that can come out of the Blue Nile from its origins at Lake Tana in Ethiopia. So essentially, the Egyptians have to realize that they need a new approach to water security, because they've quadrupled their population over the past few decades, and yet the water supply has remained constant out of Ethiopia's highlands.
I want to rush to Eritrea, not run out of time. Eritrea, okay. My memory, supported Addis Ababa and the prime minister during the conflict against the Tigray Liberation Front. Eritrea is now said to have troops on Ethiopian soil, which doesn't sound to be disruptive if they were allies. And Lavrov is visiting with Eritrea. So can you help me understand the significance of Eritrea in this region? We have a couple of minutes.
Eritrea is profoundly important because it is the coastal state. It was the coastal area of Ethiopia before Eritrea became independent again. So what we saw on the January the 17th was a pact between Russia and Eritrea for Russia to build a naval port at Massawa on the Red Sea. That's one thing. Secondly, Russia was profoundly important in helping Ethiopia defeat the Tigray Popular Liberation Front by bringing in weapons and particularly unmanned combat aerial vehicles, drones, which helped defeat the TPLF. And that was in opposition to the United States, which has continued to support the TPLF, even though the TPLF is now defeated. But you still have the State Department sort of angry at the victory of Addis Ababa. And they also have not opened up again to President Isaias Afwerki from Eritrea. And so the United States has been literally behind the eight ball on all of this. They haven't kept up. The Russians have moved aggressively to support both Eritrea and Ethiopia. It's paying off. I think this will pave the way also for the proposed confederal structure between Eritrea and Ethiopia and possibly Djibouti to rebuild the Ethiopian Navy in the Red Sea. And the Egyptians will oppose that, and therefore the U.S. will support Egypt on that.
So I should regard this as buoying Addis Ababa and the strength of the government in Ethiopia. We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely. And yes, the Eritreans are still on Ethiopian soil, Tigrayan soil, largely because the TPLF has not yet fully abandoned its weapons.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Australia and the AUKUS deal, which is changing as we speak. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.